Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安，平安。
This morning we would like to study the topic of the polished arrow.
今天早上想要和大家一起分享这个题目，磨亮的箭。
Have you ever shoot an arrow before or do archery?
我不知道大家有没有射过箭。
When I was a youth, one time that I was in a youth camp, then there was a chance that we all trained to shoot arrow, to do archery.
有一次我参加了一个这个年轻人的年轻人的这个夏令营，然后在这个当中他们就有让我们来射箭。
It's not easy to shoot an arrow to the right position.
要把箭射到一个正确的方向，这是很不简单的。
But besides, you need to have a skill.
你需要有技术。
But besides that,
但是在这个之外
，you need a good arrow.
你也需要有一支很好的箭。
If the arrow is not good,
如果这一支箭不好
，even though you have very good skill.
虽然你的技术很好
，the arrow will not go to the target.
但是你的箭不会射到这个目标。
The Bible used the polished arrow to compare the worker of God.
那圣经就用这个磨亮的箭来比喻这个神的工人。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
我们一起看以赛亚书49章
，verse 1-2.
第一节和第二节。
Isaiah 49, verse 1-2.
以赛亚书49章第一节和第二节。
49 verse 1.
第一节，众海岛啊，当听我言；远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出胎，耶和华神就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。第二节，他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他手阴之下；又使我成为磨亮的箭，将我藏在他箭袋之中。
Here is a prophecy concerning the Messiah, Lord Jesus Christ.
这里是有关于弥赛亚主耶稣基督的预言。
Here to tell us all the islands, all the places.
这里告诉我们在这个众海岛之中。
Somewhere near and far.
从近还有远。
You have to listen, there's a good news coming to you.
你需要留心而听，因为有一个好消息。
What is that good news?
这个好消息是什么呢？
The Lord has chosen the Messiah.
就是主神已经拣选了弥赛亚
，which is the Lord Jesus Christ，
就是主耶稣基督。
And then he is going to proclaim the good news to the world，
好消息传告给大家。
His mouth will be like a very sharpened sword，
他的口会像一支快刀。
We have talked about that before，
我们已经谈过这个。
And then now he will also be like a sharpened or polished arrow，
然后他又会成为磨亮的箭
，hidden in his back，
藏在神的箭袋之中。
Arrow is different than saw in a way that arrow is used for long-range attack.
我们知道这个箭弓箭跟这个刀是不一样的，因为弓箭是用来做远方的攻击。
When you have a knife, you can only attack or defend yourself when you're very close range.
如果你有一把刀的话，你只能够来攻击你前面、你附近的人。
But if you have an arrow,
但是如果你有一把弓箭的话
you shoot an arrow.
你当你把这个箭射出去
shoot it very precisely,
如果射得很准的话
can hit a target even within 100 meters.
你可能可以射到一个离你有100公尺远的地方。
So here compare the Lord Jesus Christ, the servant of God, to be a sharpened arrow.
所以这里就把主耶稣基督这个神的仆人比喻成一支磨亮的箭。
His message, his power, his grace can go very far.
他的恩典，他的讯息它可以传到很远的地方
and can reach right to the target.
可以，而且可以打到这个 目标。
Today we are all sitting here.
今天我们都坐在这里。
Why we are here?
为什么我们在这里呢？
Because we were struck by this arrow of the truth and of the grace of God.
因为我们都被这一把真理的箭，这把恩典的箭射到了。
The word of God have struck us some time ago.
神的道已经在 不久以前已经打到我们了。
We were touched by his grace.
我们被他的恩典感动了。
We were moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们被神的圣灵感动
了。 And this arrow is just right down to our target.
那这一支箭就射中了这个目标。
So those who have been hit with this arrow.
所以那些凡被这一支箭射到的人
his heart will turn back to God.
他的心就会转向神
and his life will be changed forever.
他的生活就会改变
but why can this arrow reach the target?
那为什么这一支箭有的时候没有办法射到这个目标呢
here, tell what, it is a polished arrow.
为什么这一支箭能够射到这个目标呢？因为它是一个磨亮的箭。
So today we'll talk about what does it mean to be a polished arrow.
所以今天我们就来谈一谈这个成为磨亮的箭是什么意思。
Jesus Christ, He Himself is a polished arrow.
主耶稣基督他本身就是一支磨亮的箭。
And we ourselves, a Christian, should learn to be a polished arrow.
那我们身为基督徒，我们要学习成为一个磨亮的箭。
First, in order for an arrow to be used by the archer.
首先当一个射弓箭的人要来用这一支箭的时候
This arrow must be very straight.
这一支箭必须要非常的直
If this arrow is not straight,
如果这支箭不直的话
If it's bent or if it's crooked,
如果有一点歪歪的或者一点弯掉了
If you shoot it, even when you aim to the target,
当你射的时候虽然你是瞄的目标射的
It will not reach the target.
但是它也不会射到这个目标
Because the arrow itself has problem.
因为这支箭本身就有问题了。
So in order to be used by God,
所以要被神所用。
To deliver the message of God,
要能够来传神的讯息。
The worker himself has to be very upright and straightforward.
这一个工人他自己要非常的正直，非常的直。
If you look at the life of Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你看一看主耶稣他的生活。
What is the difference between him and the rest of human beings?
他跟其他的人有什么不一样呢
？If you look at history, there are many good teachers, many religious founders can also bring out good teachings.
如果你看一下这个历史，我们会看到有很多很好的老师，很多这种信仰上的老师要来教导人一些讯息。
But their life is far from perfect.
但是他们的生命常常都不是很
Even
完美的。
Even in China, our Confucius admits that. Even I myself, I heard about good things, but I cannot do it all the time.
甚至像是中国的伟人孔子，他自己也承认说，我已经知道有很多应该要做的事情，但是我却做不出来。
Why?
为什么？
Because human nature, we are weak.
因为我们身为人。的本性就是非常软弱的。
We understand good teaching, we even teach others.
我们了解这个好的教训，我们也可以教导别人。
But sometimes we cannot do it ourselves.
但是我们有的时候没有办法自己做出来。
Because we have sin in our heart.
因为我们心里面有罪。
We cannot do what is right.
我们没有办法做出什么是对的。
But Lord Jesus Christ is different.
但是主耶稣是不一样的。
He is God come to the world in flesh.
因为他是神道成的肉身。
There's no sin in him.
在他里面是没有罪的。
That's why inside him is complete perfect uprightness.
所以在他里面是完全的，是正直的。
When people try to capture Jesus,
当有人要来抓主耶稣的时候
，and they want to put him on trial,
要把他抓去审判的时候
，because the Jewish people they hated him,
因为犹太人非常的讨厌他
，because they are jealous of him,
因为他们嫉妒他。
So they would try to find any fault in the life of Jesus Christ.
所以他们就试着要来找看看他生命当中是不是有什么不对的地方。
From the things he said.
从他说的话
from the thing he did,
从他做的事情
in open or in secret, any error in his life.
但是他们在他们在他的生命当中为什么
Because Lord Jesus Christ is this very straight arrow.
因为主耶稣就是这一支非常直的箭
He's perfect.
他是完全的
We are not perfect.
我们不是完全的
When we say this guy is a good guy, this is a bad guy, it's only comparison.
当我们讲说这个人是好人这个人是坏人这个只是比较下来这样子说的
For example, if you're given one piece of paper,
举例来说如果有一个人拿一张纸给你
Let's say, okay, we all draw a straight line
我们如果都画一条直线的话
And see who is the most straight
来我们看一看谁画的线最直
Maybe the children, they draw a curve
有可能小孩子他画的线歪歪的
If your hand is well trained, maybe you can draw a relatively straight line
如果你有训练过的话你可能可以画一条蛮直的线
But compared to this absolute ruler, the strictness
但是当你把这个你画的线跟一支尺来比的话
Nobody is perfect
我们没有一个人是完全的
Only Lord Jesus Christ
只有主耶稣
He is the perfect
他是完全的
Because he is the truth
因为他就是真理
He is God himself
他就是神本身
So that's why today we can rely on him
所以今天因为这样子我们可以信靠他
If your life is not straight
如果你的生命是不直的
If your heart is not straight
如果你的心是不直的
Sometimes we ourselves we know inside it's not straightforward
有的时候我们自己知道说在我们的心里面有一些地方是不是很直的
Sometimes we appear one appearance but inside actually is different
有的时候我们外表表现出来是一面但是我们的心里面却是另外一样
Sometimes we say something but in our heart we think another things
有的时候我们说是一项但是在我们心里想的却是另外一样
Because the Bible tells us
但是因为圣经告诉我们
Human beings they were made straight but actually they are now very crooked
虽然人被造的时候是非常正直的，但是心里面却是非常的朽坏。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
我们一起看传道书第七章。
Now, verse 29.
第七章二十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29.
传道书第七章二十九节。
7:29.
第七章二十九节，我所找到的只有一件，就是神造人原是正直，但他们寻出许多巧计。
This is exactly reflecting the human heart.
这个是很完全的来反映出人的内心。
When God made human being Adam,
当神创造亚当的时候
，God made him very straightforward.
神创造的是一个非常正直的人。
Because at that time he has no sin.
因为在那个时候，他心里面没有罪。
There's only love. There's only truth in his heart.
在他心里面只有爱，只有真理。
Because God is truth, God is love.
因为神就是爱，神就是真理。
But after Adam and his wife committed sin,
但是当亚当和他的妻子犯罪了以后
，sin entered his heart.
这个罪就进入他的心。
And then in his human heart, think about many different crooked ways.
在他的心里面人就开始想一些很多的。巧计
so we are no more straight.
所以我们就不再正直
了。So this arrow is no more straight.
所以这一支箭就不再正直
了。That's why our life is no more straightforward.
就是为什么我们的生活不再那么的简单。
And our life cannot enjoy peace and truth.
在我们的心里面，我们没有办法享受平安还有喜乐。
But when Lord Jesus Christ came,
但是当主耶稣来的时候
，He is to strengthen what is crooked.
他就是要来把这个弯的变成正直的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3.
我们先看路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3 verse 5.
路加福音第三章第五节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 5.
路加福音第三章第五节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 5.
路加福音第三章第五节，一切山瓜都要填平，大小山冈都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。
Here is the Messiah.The message of Isaiah concerning Lord Jesus Christ.
这里是以赛亚先知的话，是来预言有关于主耶稣基督的。
And of course, at the beginning in the wilderness.
一开始在旷野里面。
And then somebody will come to prepare the way for the Lord.
然后有人声就会喊出来，要预备主的道路。
That is the John the Baptist.
这就是施洗约翰。
How can he prepare the way for the Lord?
他要怎么样来修理主的路呢？
预备主的道
呢
He's going to strengthen everything.
他要把弯曲的改为正直
And then he'll fill all the low places.
然后把高低的道路都要改为平坦
And to remove the mountains.
把大小山冈都要削平
And then the crooked way and to make it straight.
这个弯曲的地方都要改为正直
And when this is talking about human heart.
这就是讲到人的心
Why some people they come to church but they feel nothing?
为什么有些人来到教会但是他心里面没有什么感觉
Why they hear the word of God but they have no response?
为什么他们听到神的话但是却没有反应呢
Because their heart is not straightforward.
因为他们的心不是正直
There are a lot of mountains there.
在他们心里面有很多的山
Lots of pride.
有很多骄傲
In their heart, it's crooked.
在心里面它是弯曲的
Because when you're not straight, you cannot receive the word of God.
因为当你不是很正直的话，你就不能够领受神的话。
So when we prepare ourselves,
所以我们要预备自己。
God's word will come in.
当我们预备自己的时候，神的话就会进入我们的心。
So now we are the children of God.
我们今天是神的儿女。
We are this arrow is going to be used by God.
我们就是这一支要被神所用的箭。
But is our heart straightforward?
但是我们的心是不是正直的呢
？Is this arrow straight?
我们这一把箭是不是这一支箭是不是直的呢
？Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
我们一起看诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Now, verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Verse 2.
第二节，唯喜爱耶和华神的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Here tell us the comparison between the upright and the wicked.
这里告诉我们一个正直的人和一个邪恶的人有什么不一样。
In this society, there are always these two kinds of people surrounding us.
在这个社会当中，我们就是被这两种人来包围。
In your company, in your business, in your school.In the society, among a neighborhood, there are always these two kinds of people.
在你的公司里面，在你的生意当中，在你的学校你的邻居里面 都是这两种人。
Because people's heart are very smart now.
因为人的心非常的聪明。
So they think of many ways to maneuver around, going around.
啊，所以常常都会想很多的办法要来啊，来这样子的行走。
啊，the wicked actually, usually they are very smart.
啊，这些恶人他们常常是非常的聪明。
They have many schemes to go around.
他们有很多计谋来让他们使用。
They even ask you to join them.
啊，他们甚至会邀请你来参加他们。
Cheat the customer.
啊，来啊，骗一下这个客人。
Cheat the boss.
骗一下你的老板
啊、cheat the family
啊，骗一下你的家人
，cheat your wife
啊，骗一下你的妻子。
But that is not straight.
但是这不是正直。
If you want to live a happy life,
如果你要过一个很快乐的生活
，if you want to have joy and peace,
如果你想要有喜乐还有平安
，if you want to be used by God,
如果你想要被神所用
，think about am I living a very upright heart,
你就要想一想，我是不是过着一个正直的生活
？For example,
举例来说。
Just we're starting from very small things.
我们就看一件很小的事情。
Are we honest?
我们是不是很诚实
？If you go to grocery shop, store shopping.
啊，如果你去这个超级市场买东西的时候
，everybody is very busy.
啊，大家都很忙。
People, if the cashier give you extra change of $20.
啊，如果这个算钱的人多找给你20块
，Of course she didn't know.
啊，当然他不是故意的。
But you know it.
但是你知道。
What will you do?
你会怎么做呢
？Will you think, oh, today I'm very lucky, no extra money coming from heaven？
你会说，哦，今天我很幸运，因为从天掉下来20块给我。
If you do this, you're not straightforward.
如果你是这样子做的话，你就不是一个很正直的人。
This is not your money.
因为这不是你的钱。
Even 1 cent given to you more.
就算只是一 cent 而已。
It is not your money.
这不是你的钱。
Not only extra change.
就算是一点点的零钱而已。
Or anything happening in your company.
或者有任何事情发生在你的公司当中。
Some of the company properties.
有些可能是公司的东西
If it's not belongs to you,
如果不是你的东西
Even one piece of paper,
就算是一张纸
You should not take it home,
你也不能该把它带回
家 Because it's not belongs to you,
因为这不是你的
That is called straightforward,
这就是叫做什么叫做正直
If you're doing, if you love our spouse,
如果你爱我们你的配偶
If you're already married,
如果你已经结婚了
Of course in the surrounding there are many opposite sex can attract us,
当然在我们的身边有很多异性来吸引我们
But if you are straightforward,
但是如果你是一个正直的人
You're upright,
如果你很正直
Even though they try to tempt you,
虽然他们要来诱惑你
But your heart is always straight,
但是你的心是很正直的
I am married, I love my spouse,
我已经结婚我很爱我的配偶
I don't even want to think about it,
我连想都不要想
That is called straight.Upright.
这个就是做一个正直的人。
If everybody in this society is upright,
如果每一个人在这个社会当中都是正直的
we'll live in a good society.
我们就会住在一个很好的社会。
But today, nowadays, many people are not straightforward.
但是今天很多人都不是这么的直。
That's why people suffer.
所以就会有很多受苦的事情。
That's why when we come back to Christ,
所以当我们回到基督这里
we want to be an arrow used by God.
我们要成为一支能够被神所用的箭
we have to be straightforward.
我们需要成为正直
we need to live an upright life.
我们需要过一个正直的生活
the second point.
第二
how can we be an arrow used by God?
我们要怎么样成为一个被神所用的箭呢
we have to fly in God's direction.
我们要能够飞到神所要去的地方
we know that an arrow itself has no direction.
我们知道这一支箭他自己是没有方向的
Wherever the archer shoot him, he will go.
因为不论这个射箭的人要把他射到什么地方这个箭就会去什么地方
it himself has nothing to say about where it want to go.
这一支箭他本身没有办法来决定他要去的方向
Lord Jesus Christ just like that.
今天我们看到主耶稣基督就像这样子
When he came to the world to save us.
当他来到这个世界上来救我们的时候
As a human being,
他身为一个人
he himself has no his own will.
他自己没有他自己的意思。
What is his will?
他的意思是什么呢
？Let's turn to John.
我们一起看约翰福音。
The book of John, chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章
，verse 30.
三十节。
John chapter 5, verse 30.
约翰福音五章三十节。三十节，我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我者来的意思。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ talked about his mission when he was on earth.
这里主耶稣来提到了他来到这个世界上的责任是什么
？By he himself, he cannot do anything.
他凭着自己是不能够做什么的。
He must rely on the Father.
他必须要依靠天父。
Yeah, by himself, he cannot judge.
他靠着自己不能够做什么审判
okay, only rely on what we hear about the truth to judge.
他只能够凭着他所听见的真理来做审判
And then he said,
然后他说
I don't seek my own will,
因为我不求自己的意思
but seek the will of my father,
只求那差我来者的意思。
This is very, very special.
这是非常特别的。
And this contradicts to normal modern thinking.
这也跟我们一般的思考是有冲突的。
Especially if you have kids, you raise your kids in the Western society, you find out that their thinking is much different than your thinking.
尤其如果你有孩子的话，你发现你的孩子在这个 西方的教育上教育下长大，你会看发觉说他们的想法跟你的想法非常的不一样。
Do you know what children say most?
你知道说小孩子最常讲的一句话是什么吗？
They say, oh, I don't feel like it.
他们会说我不想要这样子。
Western education emphasize individualistic.
因为在这个西方的社会教育，他们所注重的就是这个个人主义。
They emphasize democracy.
他们所注重的就是这个民主。
They emphasize individualistic.
他们注重个人。
This is everyone thinking is very important.
所以每一个人他自己的想法非常的重要。
My idea, my opinion is very important.
我自己的想法，我自己的这些思考非常的重要。
Everyone's view, everyone thinking have to be respected.
我的看法，每一个人的看法，我们都要尊重。
I am special.
我非常的特殊。
If I don't want to do it, you cannot tell me to do it.
如果我不想要这样做的话，你不可以强迫我这样做。
Even if you are my parent, if I don't like it, you cannot force me.
就算你是我的家长。如果我不喜欢的话，你也不能可以强迫。
That's why in the Western society, you know, kids is the big boss. Everybody have to ask the kids, "Oh, do you like it? Do you like Japanese food or Korean food?"
那就是为什么在西方社会下，我们看到这些小孩子就是都就是最大的。常常我们都会听到家长问他们说：“你喜欢这个吗？你喜不喜欢吃这个？”
It's not. It's different.
但是属灵来讲是不一样的。
In walking the heavenly journey.
在我们走这条天国的道路上
follow the truth,
如果你要跟着真理
if you want to be blessed by God,
如果你要得到神的祝福
if you want to be guided by God,
如果你要得到神的带领
your own thinking is not important,
你自己的想法是不重要
your own direction is not important,
你自己的方向也是不重要
because that may be wrong,
因为那有可能是错误的
if you believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你相信主耶稣基督的话
you want to become his arrow,
你要成为他的箭
he want to shoot you to somewhere to achieve his purpose,
当他要把你射到一个地方来完成他的旨意的时候
to make a change to somebody's life,
来当他要用你改变一个人的生命的时候
to make your life very valuable,
要让你的生命成为非常宝贵的时候
you must realize your own thinking, your own will is no more important,
那你就是要了解说你自己的思考你自己的想法意思不是这么重要。
Rather, we should ask, where does God want me to go?
反过来我们要问说神要我去哪里。
What does God want me to do?
神要我做什么。
For example,
举例来说
Matthew 16,
马太福音16章
Matthew chapter 16,
马太福音16章
verse 21,
21节
Matthew 16 verse 21,
马太福音16章21节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 21,
马太福音16章21节，从此耶稣才指示门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日复活。
Verse
22, 二十二节彼得就拉着他说劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你的身上。
23,
二十三节耶稣转过来对彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思。
Jesus' mission is very clear.
主耶稣他的任务非常的清楚。
Why he came to this world?
为什么他来到这个世上
？Of course he healed the sick.
当然他有医治病人。
Of course he preached the word of God.
当然他传神的福音。
He loved the people.
他爱人。
But what is his main mission?
但是他最主要的目的是什么
？Jesus never forget his main mission.
主耶稣他并没有忘记他的最主要的任务是什么
？All the other things happening in his life is to support his main mission.
在他生活当中所发生的一切的事情都是要来。都是要来帮助这个目的。
And his main mission is Jerusalem.
他的任务就是耶路撒冷。
It's the cross.
就是十字架。
He must die there.
他必须要在十字架上受死。
He must suffer.
他必须要受苦。
He must be killed.
他必须要被杀。
And the third day resurrected.
第三日复活。
He is very, very, very sure about what he's doing.
他非常清楚他所要做的事情。
But that is not what his flesh, his body want to do.
当然这个并不是他的肉体所想要去做的。
It's difficult.
因为非常困难。
Because he have to die, he have to suffer.
因为他需要受苦，需要被杀。
But even though he didn't want to do it.
但是虽然他不想要这样子。
But if God's will for him to do it.
但是如果这是神的旨意要他去做的话。
And then he continue moving to Jerusalem.
他就持续的往耶路撒冷前进。
And then Peter told him, "You no, you shouldn't go there. This should never happen to you."
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，这不可以这样子的事情不可以发生在你身上。
Because Peter don't think about the same way Jesus think.
因为彼得的他所想的 跟主耶稣所想的并不一样。
In today's time, Peter don't want to suffer.
来对今天来说的话，彼得他不想要受苦。
He want a comfortable life.
他想要过一个很舒适的生活。
He loves Jesus, that's why he doesn't want him to suffer.
他很爱主耶稣，所以他不想要让主耶稣去受苦。
But that is not according to God's will.
但是这并不符合神的旨意。
Sometimes achieving God's will, you have to suffer a little bit.
有的时候要完成神的旨意，你必须要受一点苦。
For example, sometimes for our children to grow up.
举例来说，有的时候因为要让我们的小孩子长大。
What is the best way to let our children grow up？
要让我们小孩子长大最好的方式是什么
？Not to protect him，
不是要一直的保护他。
Not to give them everything they need，
不是要把所有他所要的东西都给他。
Sometimes the best way to make them grow is to let them go through suffering。
有的时候要让他们成长的最好的方法就是稍微让他们受一点。
When they grow through suffering。
因为当他们在受苦当中
the character change,
他们的人品格就会改变
and then they know, understand the goal of life.
他们就会了解说人生的目标在哪里
so even God's will is our will is different.
所以虽然神的旨意和我们人的旨意不一样
but if you want to be an arrow used by God,
但是如果你要成为一支神所能够用的箭
you have to go to the direction of God.
你就必须要能够到神要你去的地方
Now what does it mean?
这是什么意思
then you may ask.
你可能会问
what is the direction of our life?
我们生活的目标方向在哪里
？Of course, we all working in different company, different fields, or different age group.
我们都在不同的公司上班，做不同的事情。我们可能年纪不一样。
But what is your direction?
那我们人生的方向在哪里
？You should have a direction in your life.
我们每一个人都必须要有一个人生的方向。
Of course, some people say my direction is to pursue studies.
当然有些人会说我人生的方向就是要继续的追求
我的学业。Get a good job.
要找到一个很好的工作
graduate and then have a family
我要毕业然后成立一个家庭
raise a few kids
我们要有几个孩子
and then wait for retirement
然后就等着退休
after retire travel around the world
当我退休以后我就要去环游世界
go to cruise and different places
我去度假我去不同的地方
are those the direction of your life
这些是不是你人生的方向呢
those are the sidetrack all these things that happening but that's not the main direction
这些可能是你生活上所发生的一些事情但是并不能够成为你真正的方向
what is the ultimate direction of our life
那你人生最终的方向是哪里呢
and after we pass away our body go back to dust
在我们生命过去之后我们的身体就回到尘土
no matter how old you are
不论你是多年纪多大
One day, we all become dust.
有一天我们都还会归回
尘土 But our spirit should return to God.
但是我们的灵却要回到神那里
Eventually, this is the ultimate goal.
这个是我们人生最终的目标
So all the things, all the decisions that we are making today shall support this goal.
所以我们今天在世所做的任何的决定所做的任何的事情都必须要能够来支持这一个目标
to help you to achieve this goal better.
要来帮助你能够达到这个方向。
For example, if you're looking for a job,
举例来说，当你在找工作的时候
if after taking this job, you cannot come to church.
如果你在接受这个工作的时候，之后你不能够来教会的话
for the long time, you cannot come to church.
如果你有一段时间，你都让你没有办法来聚会
your faith grows lower and lower.
让你的信心不断的减低
Eventually, you have no faith.
那到最后你可能会失去你的信心
or fall into temptation
或者会进入试探当中
and even you are very prosperous in this job
虽然你在这个工作上可以做得很好
but at the end you cannot reach the ultimate goal
但是在最后你不能够达到这个最终的方向
then what's the point
那这有什么意思呢
for example
再举例来说
I'm sure you've been flying before、
我相信大家都曾经坐过飞机
when you go to take a flight you should not be late、right?
当你去坐飞机的时候你不能够迟到
sometimes you don't get direct flight you have to transit
有的时候你没有办法坐到这个直飞的飞机你必须要转机
when you go to transit of course nowadays in the airport there are a lot of mall even a lot of shopping
当你在转机的时候我们今天的大部分的机场都有很多可以买东西的地方
I remember last year I was in Amsterdam for transit
记得我去年在这个阿姆斯特丹转机的时候
no, Amsterdam Airport is one of the most fantastic airport that I've been to
那这个机场是我所去过一个非常好的机场
besides a lot of shopping places
它有在除了有很多的商店以外
of course the price not cheap you pay euro so it's very expensive
当然那个东西不是那么便宜
the bookstore
还有书店
and thenThey have museum, small museum in the airport.
而且在这个飞机场里面还有小的博物馆。
All the real painting they put inside, you can go in to see.
有很多这些艺术品，它放在里面让你去欣赏。
Of course, there are lots of restaurants.
也有很多餐厅。
Spa.
还有这个做 SPA 的地方。
And then lots of your library isn't there.
他们甚至还有一个图书馆在那里。
Even iPad, free iPad, all the children can play.
在机场还有很多这些电脑可以让你免费的去用。
You know, music machine, headphone, listen music for free.
有很多这个音响的设备让你在那边可以听音乐。
Wow, it sounds very good, right?
听起来很好。
But when I was there, my heart is not on those things.
但是当我在那里的时候，我没有去想到这些东西。
My heart, even though I'm sitting there watching or enjoying a little bit, but I'm still checking my clock. Where's my flight? When is my flight?
虽然我在那边看，我在那边等，但是我心里面还是一直在想说，我什么时候要去转机？
Even though it's very comfortable, I cannot forget my own destiny.
虽然很舒服，但是我不能够忘记我要去的地方。
If I fall asleep there or watching the museum, or seeing all the painting, forget my flight, then I'll be in trouble.
如果我在那边睡着了，或者去博物馆看这些艺术品，看到忘记时间了，我没有办法上我的飞机，那我就有问题。
Life is just like this very attractive airport.
我们的生命就好像这个非常美丽、非常漂亮的机场。
Many things can distract you from your ultimate goal.
在你生命当中有很多事情来让你分心，不去注意到你最终的目标。
Your career,
你的职业。
Your success,
你的成功。
Your money,
金钱。
Even your family life,
甚至你家庭的生
活。Your hobby,
你的兴趣。
Anything.
很多东西。
That's why we have to make the right decision.
所以我们就必须要能够做正确的决定。
Our direction have to be aligned with God's direction.
我们的方向必须要和神的方向一致。
Then our life will be very meaningful and we will be blessed by God.
这样子我们的生命才会有意义，才会得到神的祝福。
Thirdly,
第三，
How can this arrow be used by God?
这一支箭要怎么样被神所用呢？
In Isaiah chapter 49 tell us.
以赛亚书49章告诉我们。
It is a polished arrow.
这是一支磨亮的箭。
Chapter 49, verse 2.
第49章第二节。
This is a polished arrow.
是一支磨亮的箭。
Why an arrow have to be polished?
为什么一支箭必须要磨得很亮呢？
If it's not polished, it's not sharp.
如果它没有被磨过的话，它就不尖。
Even though you have a very straight arrow.
虽然你有一支很直的箭。
Even though this arrow flies.On the direction of the archer.
虽然这支箭能够飞到这个射箭的人所要去的地方。
But if this arrow is wrong or it's not even sharp.
但是如果这一支箭的箭头不是很尖的话。
When it hit the target.
当它射到这个目标。
It cannot penetrate.
它不能够穿过这个目标。
So there's no use.
所以这就没有用。
So what does it mean for us?
所以这对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
Our life, our original form, our original character have its own flaw.
我们的生命，我们本来的这个人品格，这个我们的这个品性是有缺点的。
So that's why God has to punish us.
那就是为什么神要把我们磨亮。
Lord Jesus Christ, when He came to the world,
当主耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候
，He showed us the perfect example.
他就给我们设下一个完全的榜样。
Even though He Himself is without sin,
虽然他自己是没有罪的
，But the Bible tells us He gave us example of suffering.
但是圣经告诉我们，他为我们设下一个受苦的榜样
，So that He was polished.
让他自己也被磨亮。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
我们一起看希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9.
希伯来书第二章第九节。
To 10.
第九节和第十节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 to 10.
希伯来书第二章第九节和第十节。唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受此的苦，就得了尊贵，荣耀的冠冕。叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。第十节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。
Here Lord Jesus Christ died for our sin.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣为我们受死。
He suffered a lot.
他受了很多的苦。
But because of this suffering,
那是因为他所受的苦。
Everything made perfect.
所以每一件事情都成为完全。
So through his suffering, now today we are made perfect.
所以借着我们所受的苦，今天我们也会成为完全。
And Lord Jesus Christ make himself even fully perfect because he's fully submit to God's will.
那主耶稣因为他让他自己，因为他顺服神的旨意，所以让他自己能够成为完全。
So sometimes suffering is nobody want it, but actually it's very important for us.
所以有的时候没有人想要受苦，但是却对我们来讲很重要。
Just like this arrow.
就好像这一支箭一样。
If you don't sharpen it,
如果你不把它磨尖的话，
it's no use.
它就没有用。
But if the arrow had, the metal has feeling.
但是
如果那个 arrowhead had feeling， 如果他有感觉，
如果这一支箭有感觉的话
，You know when it is polished，
啊，当他被磨的时候
，He must cry，cry，cry，
啊，一定是非常难受。
Why you do this to me？
啊，为什么你要这样子待我呢
？Why you keep？ 啊。Keep polishing me.
为什么你一直在磨我呢
？I'm suffering so much.
哦，我一直在受苦。
But the master, the craftsman, must keep going on.
啊，但是他的主人必须要一直的去做。
To remove all the unnecessary, all the impurity.
啊，把这个这个不纯洁的地方全部把它磨掉。
So that only the shape that he wants can be there.
啊，只把它磨成他所要成为的形状。
And then at the end, this arrow become very polished.
然后最后这一支箭就变得非常的亮，非常的磨得非常的好。
Lord Jesus Christ, when was his polish?
主耶稣什么时候被受到这样子的磨练呢
？In the Garden of Gethsemane，
就在哥西马尼园的当中。
His body is weak，
因为他的身体还是有软弱的。
His heart, he knows he want to follow God。
但是他心里面他想要跟随神。
That's why he was praying to God。
所以他就这样子祷告。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22。
我们去看路加福音二十二章。
Luke 22,
路加福音二十二章
，verse 28,
二十二章二十八节。
Luke 22, verse 28,
路加福音二十二章二十八节。我在磨练之中，常和我同在的就是你们。
Here Lord Jesus Christ telling to the disciple, I am being polished, I am being.
我现在正在磨练当中，正在试炼当中。
That is the Garden of Gethsemane.
这就是在克西马尼园的。
Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he have struggled in his heart.
因为在克西马尼园里面，他心里面有这样子的挣扎。
He didn't really want to swallow the cup because it's too painful.
他不想要喝这个杯，因为这是一个非常苦的杯。
Let's jump to verse 42.
我们再看四十二节。
Verse 42.
四十二节说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去；然而不要成就我的意思。”只要成就你的意思。
Verse 43.
四十三节，有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
Verse 44.
四十四节，耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血滴滴在地上。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ, he suffered greatest agony.
在这里，主耶稣受这个最大的苦。
He could have escaped.
他可以这个不要这样子。
He could have just walk away.
他可以就离开。
But if he walk away, then we all whole mankind we are finished.
但是如果他就这样子离开的话，那所有世界上的人就没有希望。
We will have no salvation.
我们就没有救恩。
But his body is fear, is afraid of the suffering.
但是虽然他的身体是非常害怕这样子的受苦。
So that's why he keep praying.
所以他就不断的在祷告。
At the beginning, his will is very strong.
一开始他心里面是有很强的意思。
But he keep praying.
但是他不断的祷告。
And an angel appeared to him.
然后就有这个天使向他显现
，Give him strength，
给他力量。
At the end，
在最后
，He can stand up and say, "Okay, let's go."
他就能够站起来说，走吧。
Why？
为什么
？Because he was polished.
因为他已经磨亮了。
His own will has been removed.
他自己的意思已经挪去了。
He totally submit to God.
他能够完全的顺服神。
And then this arrow can just strike the target very very easily.
所以这一支箭就能够很简单的来射穿了这个目标。
Because he's pray enough.
因为他祷告够。
So that's why he can stay on the cross.
所以他就这就是为什么他能够留在十字架上。
Because before this arrow was shot out,
因为在这一支箭射出去以前
，has already been polished.
已经被磨过了。
Sometimes when we work for God,
有的时候我们在为神工作。
Why we suffer so much setback or so much frustration?
为什么常常我们会感觉到有一些沮丧的地方
？Want to give up?
我们想要放弃呢
？We cannot continue.
我们没有办法继续呢
？Why?
为什么
？Because we are not polished.
因为我们没有被磨过。
We want to work, but we don't want to pray.
我们想要工作，我们想要服事，但是我们不想要祷告。
We want to do things.
我们想要做事。
We are very happy to spend a lot of time doing things.
我们很高兴来花很多时间做这些事情。
But we spend very little time to deal with our own weaknesses.
但是我们却花很少的时间来解决我们自己的软弱。
To really deal with it.
来去面对我们的软弱。
To let God polish it.
让神来把我们的让神磨练我们。
So that's why when we go to this arrow is shot, it's not reaching the target.
所以当这一支箭射出去的时候，它并没有办法射穿这个目标。
Cannot penetrate.
它不能够射穿这个目标。
And this arrow broke itself because the head is not sharp.
常常这一支箭自己甚至被折断了，因为这个箭头 箭头不够的尖。
Because we have so much weaknesses.
因为我们有很多的软弱。
And we forget to deal with it.
我们都忘记要来处理我们的软弱。
No, brother and sister, this is very true.
各位弟兄姐妹，这是非常实在的。
We have to let God to polish us.
我们必须要让神来磨练我们。
But what is the best way to polish us?
那要把我们自己磨亮最好的方法是什么呢？
It's not that you polish yourself.
不是要你自己来磨练自己。
The best way is the environment.
最好的方法就是这个环境。
If now you think that you are suffering,
如果你现在认为你是在受苦的，
maybe the physical suffering, some sickness,
或许是肉体上的受苦，可能你有生病。
God is polishing your character.
这有可能是神在磨练你的人格。
Make you become a little bit more humble.
让你能够更谦卑一点。
Don't even boast about yourself.
不要来为自己夸口。
Because if we have sickness, we cannot boast about ourselves.
因为当你有生病的时候，你就不能够夸耀。
If your career has a little bit of setback,
如果在你工作上有碰到一些困难，
maybe God wants to polish you a little bit.
或许神要来磨练。
Why?
为什么？
To tell you that we are human beings.
告诉你说我们都是人。
You have to rely on me.
你需要依靠我。
Maybe God wants you to adjust your direction a little bit.
可能神要你稍微调整一下你的方向。
God can polish us using environment.
神可以用我们的环境来磨练我们。
Sometimes God uses children to polish the parents.
有的时候神用我们的孩子来磨练这个父母。
Sometimes the children really not really up to your thinking, your expectation.
有的时候我们的孩子所做的和我们所期待所想的不一样。
But they have their own character.
但是他们有他们自己的个性。
Sometimes you live in one house.
因为你们住在同一个房子里面。
Sometimes it's a lot of polishing going on.
有的时候在同一个屋子里有很多的这种磨练的事情发生。
The parent cannot just complain. Oh, children, why you don't change? Why you don't behave better?
我们身为父母的不能够只是抱怨说为什么你儿孩子们你们不能够改变，不能够这样子做。
Sometimes it's the parent himself.
有的时候是问题在这个父母的身
上。They also need to change a little bit.
他们自己也需要改变。
So God can use everything surrounding us.To polish us.
所以神可以用我们生活我们身体的周遭每一件事情来磨练我们。
So when life is not smooth,
所以当我们生命不是这么的顺利的时候，
Think about what God wants you to learn.
我们想可以要想一想神所要我去学习的是什么。
Does God want to increase your faith?
神要让我信心更好吗？
Make you more loving?
让你更有爱心吗？
Or let you be more patient?
让你更有耐心吗？
Trusting him more?
让你更依靠他吗？
God is polishing you.
神在磨练你。
So after God polishes you,
那当神把你磨亮了以后，
Go hide it in his bed.
他就把你放在他的箭袋之中，
Wait for the right time.
在等这个对的时候，
And then God will use you.
然后神就会用你，
To change somebody's life.
要用你来改变一个人的生命，
And then this arrow will eventually go back to God.
那你这一支箭最后也会回到神那里，
Because our ultimate direction is God.
因为我们最终的目标就是神。
May God guide us.
愿神带领我们。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗
181
首。
主啊，我已是站在光明中心，白天大放光亮，照耀在我心，我已经把世事事情全都背弃，我与主一起去，我必须前进，我必前进，我必须前进，我无论何难阻，我必须前进，我必和耶稣同行，行万路程，我必前进，耶稣，我必前进，我们都跟耶稣同行此天路，除去不洁之物的蒙主爱护，舍弃我们所有，才配做主门徒，得退俗不迁，抽出于半路。 起步奔跑此天路，但不肯凭真光领导他脚步。有人向标看跑，记录里不后顾，他们彼得长相永远向天赋。我必前进，我必须前进，无论何难，做我必须前进。春风雨，树洞心听万路程，我必前进。
请坐。
We must move forward and not turn back.
我们必须要往前行的，不要向后走。
Because there's no way turning back.
因为我们向后走是没有路的。
The people of Israel, they left Egypt.
我们知道以色列人在他们出埃及之后。
God has opened the Red Sea for them.
神已经把红海分开了。
Red Sea represents we are getting baptized.
红海就代表我们今天要来受洗。
After crossing the Red Sea,
在红海分开之后
，They belong to God.
在过红海之后，他们就是属于神的。
Moving over to the land of Canaan.
他们就是向这个迦南地前行。
The promised land, the blessing.
这个是应许之地，是受福气的地方。
But the journey is very long.
但是这一条路很长。
Very difficult.
非常的难走。
But worth the try, worth the effort.
但是却值得的这样子去做。
But they cannot turn back.
但是他们不能够向后转。
Because there's no way turning back.
因为向后转就没有路了。
We cannot go back to Egypt.
他们不能够回到埃及。
We must move on.
我们必须要往前走。
Sometimes our faith may grow weak.
有的时候我们的信心可能会比较软弱。
Life is too busy.
我们的生命比较太忙碌了。
Too much trial or temptation for us.
在世界上有这么多的诱惑我们的地方。
But remember, this arrow has been shot.
但是我们要记得说这一支箭已经射出去了。
Must continue.
就必须要往前行。
To the target that want us to go.
要前行到这个目标。
Now we're going to pray.
我们现在去跪下来祷告。
We also continue to pray for the sick in the church.
我们继续的为这些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹祷告。
We especially pray for Sister Wang Yu. Her auntie in China is very ill.
我们特别为王瑜姐妹的阿姨在中国大陆她生病很严重。
So we have to especially pray for her.
所以我们特别为她祷告。
Continue to pray for Brother Biao.
我们继续为邻居彪弟兄祷告。
Pray for the church work.
我们为教会的圣工祷告。
Pray for all the truth seeker friends, ask God to move their hearts.
我们为在我们当中来慕道的这些朋友们祷告，求神感动他们的心。
Pray for the church development.
我们也为这个教会的发展来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。